a sexually overactive male. Let me see, what would they call me? No, I'm just kidding.
Most people tell me there's nothing. That's normal.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. A sexually overactive male.
Like a Don Juan or a stud or something. I guess that's what they're looking for.
I know an over-aggressive. I wouldn't say an aggressive male. In terms of women and sex, I've heard the term cockhound. Have you ever heard that expression?
Uh-uh.
You never heard of cockhound?
Yeah, that's cute.
A guy who lays two or three times a day, you know, or whatever.
Or how about sexually overactive female? Have you heard anything for her?
Very popular term. I can't even think of it. It's so common. Nymphomaniac?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that used?
Very briefly, people leave off the maniac, say nympho or nymph or something like that.
Well, how about a sexually indiscreet male?
It's
hard to make this distinction, but there is.
Sexually indiscreet?
I guess that's a guy who just isn't necessarily overactive, but doesn't care who he sleeps with. I guess that's the difference.
A lot of things come to my mind, but none of them nice. And a sexually indiscreet male.
They don't have to be nice.
No, a sexually indiscreet male. I'm just trying to think if I've ever known any sexually indiscreet males. Look for a term, a word,
yeah.
Or what are they called?
Nickname, slang. Or how about a sexually indiscreet female?
I'm really not familiar with them.
Well,
but
no, a word for them would be slut. At least in Atlanta.
Hussy, maybe?
Okay, hussy.
Yeah, but sexually indiscreet. What's a sexually indiscreet male called?
I don't know, I've never heard that word. But he must have had something in mind where he
looking for
definition.
He's probably looking for college. College student.
Right, right.
Other than that, I don't know. Probably sailor, I don't know.
How about an extremely ugly boy or man?
Ugly.
Ugly?
Yes. That's ugly.
Girl?
Ugly. People call ugly women bats.
Bats?
Yeah.
How about a monster?
No, bats. Never heard monster. As a matter of fact, when we were around and what we consider to be an ugly woman, the guys would do like this.
That's cruel.
But that.
A
very good looking
boy or man?
Very good looking boy or man. Cool. People call him Dap. Yeah, no, it's Dapper.
Dapper.
I guess, yeah, from Dapper. Common terms, hey, he's pretty, you know, he's a pretty dude, you know.
But pretty doesn't apply to homosexuality?
No. Very, a pretty guy or something like that, doesn't necessarily. But I've heard it used in the thing we're looking for, very good looking, very well dressed, sharp, you know.
Oh, okay.
He's a pretty guy.
All right, how about a girl?
Fox. Tree.
Yeah, if a girl is tall and beautiful, she's a tree.
No.
I got that this morning too.
A tree. Maybe I've just been out of circulation too long.
That's your problem.
Maybe we need to get back in the streets again.
Right. Back in the 9-5 system.
Yeah. Find out what's happening.
How about a queen? Oh, a queen for either male homosexual or for a beautiful.
Queen, male homosexual. Generally, let's say queen, male homosexuals. Generally, I've heard the term queen used as the leader of a group of male homosexuals.
Oh.
I don't know how true that is, but maybe it's something to think about.
Have you heard of drag queen? Drag, D-R-A-G, drag queen?
Not really.